Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Live to Mommy Mob Mondays each and every Mondays. That's 1 p.m. on the east, on the west, and 3 p.m. on the east. Of course, we turn up on Mommy Mob Mondays with 38D, comedian slash radio personality, well, co-host, I should say, on Gator Club Comedy Radio. She got 13 years in the game, and she's going to be in the building with us today, our special guest. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Also, check me out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. Again, that's www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. Got to give a big shout-out to Ali Joseph. Big shout-out to Denaya Azor. Big shout-out to Genius Music. Big shout-out to Future Group 100 and the whole phenomenal radio family. I got Diva love for y'all. Now, of course, we're going to have 38D live in the building, and we gonna, sometimes we just need to laugh. Ladies, we need to laugh and relax, because I see too many of us pulling out switchblades and guns out in public, and it's just not fabulous.com. If you want to ask some questions and show some love to 38D, make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want y'all to do me a big favor right now. If you're on the line or if you listen to live, go to Twitter and follow 38D. That's at 38D Choppy, or 38D Choppy. That's 38D Choffee. Follow her right now. Network with her. Book her. Holla at Ali Joseph. She is definitely worth having on your show and your platform, and she is funny as all hell. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring 38D live in the building so we can get all up in her Kool-Aid. Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can get on the line here. 38D, can you hear me?
I am, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Welcome to Mommy Miles. It's a pleasure to have you, Queen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Of course, we're glad to have you in the building. Of course, a lot of people say, you know, it's some female comedians out there, don't get me wrong, and you work with the best of them, but you have 13 years in the game. How has the 13 years been for you and treating you as being a comedian?
Well, let me see. It's been up and down for me a little bit. You know, I took a break to become a mommy, and mm-hmm. I'm really just trying to get back out. You know, it's like almost brand new. It's so much different than it was when I first started, but I'm excited.
That's definitely a good thing. I'm glad that you decided to come back out and start back up with your career. What is one of the main reasons you decided to come back out and push forward with your career? And also, you know, you got things coming. You're going to be a co-host on Gator Club Comedy Radio. Is that right? Am I saying this right?
Well, yeah, Gator Radio. That's correct.
Thank you. So what made you decide?
Well,
what was the main reason that made you decide to come back out?
Well, first of all, my daughter, she's gotten, you know, she's much older. She'll be 7 next month. So I no longer have to really sacrifice too much mommy time. You know, sometimes I feel bad if I have to put her to bed because I have a show or whatever, but you know, I'm just ready to take things to the next level. I've definitely been working hard, doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of promos, so I'm excited. I think 2014 is my year.
That's definitely a good thing. 2014, a new year, a new start. you know, getting back into your career and doing the radio, Gady Radio, how did that come about? How did you come about to getting in to radio?
Well, actually, the CEO of Gator Comedy Club, he actually approached me. You know, he said, I've been watching you. I've been watching your YouTube videos. I've been watching you. You're hilarious. You know, he had to throw in I was beautiful because that I am. And,
hey.
I mean, it's like the rest, it kind of happened out of nowhere. It's like it was a blessing in disguise. I just don't know where it came from, honestly.
That's what's up. What is one of your ideals that you planned on bringing to Gator Radio, to the airwaves? Because I spoke to you previously, I watched your YouTube videos, and you are funny, and that's a good thing. And you don't have to be raunchy to be funny, but you are funny. But what is something that you are going to bring to Gator Radio that hasn't been done before?
Well, the one thing that I want to do is kind of take all of, and I don't even like to use this word, but all of the ratchetness out of radio. You know, when I was younger, I did a lot of calling in. Actually, when I was in high school, I always either wanted to be a newscaster or a radio personality. So I guess that's just part of a dream coming true. But what I want to do is what's not being done. You know, we want to bring the real back to radio. We want to bring the fun. No drama, you know, to get on, laugh, talk. If somebody has a problem, you know, I can do whatever I can do to help that person with that problem. You know, I think if I make at least one person laugh per day, I've done my job.
I know that's right. Let's go to the Mommy Mob Lines. Let's go to the Mob Lines and get some love. I know you guys got questions for D. You're now tuned in live to Mommy Mob Mondays with Diva Ebony B. I got my special guest live in the building with me, 38D. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go up to Chi-Town and get some love, 773. You're now live on the Mob. Holla at us.
Hey, what's up? It's Denaya. How are you ladies doing today?
Peace, queen.
Hi, Denaya.
What's going on, Miss Lady?
What's up? Holla at us.
So, have you considered doing a comedy tour anytime soon?
Another one? Because I did one in 2012, and let me tell you, that was exciting. I actually have considered doing a tour. And once I even reached out to Kevin Hart, you know, he's got the Plastic Cup Boys tour. And I said, hey, you need a queen on that tour.
Absolutely.
So watch out, Kevin. I'm coming.
I agree. I think that would be dope. So,
that's definitely what's up with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is funny. And I think he's much funnier now. How is that, Kevin Hart? He's funny, but he's a cute little small chocolate man. That's right.
Yeah, he's little. I think I could put him on my hip. I've seen him a few times, so yeah, he's a little guy. But that's okay. He's
just
fun size.
He's fun size. That's what he
says. Yeah,
Kevin Hart is funny. Let's talk about reality TV. I spoke to you previously about reality TV, and of course, I want to get your feedback on how 38D feels about reality TV. Let's go.
Reality TV sucks. I mean, it's like it's the only thing that's on right now. If I had it my way, you know, we talked earlier. If I had it my way, Good Times would still be on the air. You know, Good Times would be on 35, 40 years later, more than likely they would still be in the projects. That's all right. We would be in the projects with them, you know. James would come back from the dead. You know, everybody wanted James to come back. So, you know, we got to kind of try to get away from this reality TV. It's ridiculous. And it's like, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. They're all the same. Everyone has a wannabe in charge Every one of them has a drama queen. Every one of them has a crybaby. You know, it's just like the same thing over and over and over and over. And I have a million ideas in my head. I just want to get them out. And let's bring sitcoms back to TV. Let's sit down as families and watch TV again.
Well, we all going to have to put up a prayer for that. It's not to say that it can't happen, but we all got to come together collectively to bring back this positive shows and the positive image when it comes to TV, like you said, sitcoms. Now, I do want to bring in, I do want to talk about these leggings for men. I don't know why men around wearing leggings. That is not cool. What is up with men running around wearing leggings? If your jeans are too tight, first of all, let's talk about jeans too loose. If your jeans are too loose and it's hanging out and I can see your butt, I don't need to see booty cleavage. You're supposed to be looking at my boots. Shout out to Tamara Bubbles. Okay?
Right?
No booty cleavage in 2014. No booty cleavage. Okay? Now, all right, I guess it was like, well, they always talking about our butts hanging out. Well, let's put on some leggings. What? Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
38Z. What if a man approached you with zebra print leggings on, trying to kick game to you, like, hey, baby, you know I got these leggings, all right? What would be your response?
After I'm done roasting him, I don't know what's next. Because, I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. It seems like there's, like, an identity crisis. Like, there's men that are running around built like me. You know, I don't want to be walking down the street and somebody see us and they don't know me from you from the back, because your hips are far more spread than mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm thick with it. I'm a thick chick. So, I don't want to be somewhere under candlelight and we about to get it in and we take off our clothes and, you know, we looking at each other's silhouettes on the wall and I can't tell you from me because your breast's hanging out way more than mine, you know, so I don't know what's going on with these drugs and all of this stuff that's having men grow breasts. I'm actually jealous. I'm a 38D, and I'm tired of these men walking around with 38 F's, G's, H's, Z's. I'm sick of it.
This is embarrassing. I can't tell you from behind. I mean, if you a dude, first of all, if you a chunky dude and you thick, you thick like cornbread or you thick like a rock, you ain't got no business wearing nothing tight. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
There's a difference between tight and fitted. You ain't got no business wearing nothing tight. And I'm not here to bash the males because it's a lot of fine brothers out there. Don't get me wrong. I just seen one earlier today. Shout out to that chocolate brother.
Oh.
I like chocolate. Oof. I love me some chocolate. I got a little thing for a little caramel, a little butter pecan. Y'all all right. But for some reason, this year, Diva loves her some chocolate. I think it's Tyrese. Tyrese did it with his chocolate smile and his peppermint white teeth. He reminds me of a peppermint patty.
Oh, he looks good. Oh, yeah.
He does look good.
Yeah.
Let's go to the mom lines and get some more love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We up in this thing with 38D. Let's go to the lines and get some more love. We got some more shots on up in here. 773-874. Are you on the mob? What's going on?
Hey, hey, hey. It's your girl, Tanisha. What up, y'all?
Hey, me.
See, I'm at work doing nothing, listening to y'all. Good show, ladies. Good show.
Thank you.
Who's that little Brit?
I'm just you're not doing nothing.
Girl, no, I'm ready to go home. I'm just trying to get through the day. So let me tune in to my girl. Make another hour or so go by and I get on up out of here.
I'm over there going through the motions.
Man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm faking it till I make it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I ain't want a thing. You ladies keep doing your thing. I'm keep listening on our Facebook a little bit. I'll probably be commenting on your comment on your page.
Did you have a question, ma'am? Did you have a question?
Girl, not yet. I'll probably be calling back. But no questions yet. I'm just tuning in.
Right,
and then, you know, I'll call back when the show is over. All right.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Have a good one.
So I do have a question. Big shout out for Denisha to call him in. Big shout out to you, Queen, for coming in. I do have a question for you, 38D, before we take a music break. Now, this arose to me as I was having my tea, and I was thinking about it as a mommy, and for those who are married to their husband or those who just have child fathers or baby daddies, they would like to call it, would you prefer to have child support or would you prefer to have a life insurance plan? So I'm thinking to myself, versus child support and life insurance, if you had to pick one or if you had the choice to pick one, would you prefer to get child support payments or would you prefer to get a life insurance plan?
That's a hard question because as a priority, I already have both, you know, so that's kind of a hard question. I don't know. I think it's best to prepare for the future, so I would probably say the insurance plan. And the reason that I say that is because I work every day. So if my child's father didn't work, I'm still going to make sure my baby eats regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just thinking long term, I would say the insurance plan.
I would say insurance plans, too. I would definitely say that. We see the call lines lit up when we ask that question. We're going to take a music break and come back, and we're going to open the lines up for you guys to show some love to 38D and also comment on the question of today. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on Mommy Mile Mondays. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And check me out on Phenomenal Radio as well at www.phenomenalradio.com. It's phenomenal, baby. I'm about to get into some Tupac right now because I ain't mad at you.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood, shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding, I hope you're right. No, she got a player for life, and that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe-to-toe when it's time for war, you got a brother's back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you wait. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I feel trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell. Picking hell, I know one day I'll down. He went from nothing to lot. 10 carats to rock. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity. Addicted to moving key. Most hated by enemies. Escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it. So the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blaze. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. I'm up in this thing with 38D. We definitely getting it in. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, www.twitter.com/38D. 38D, how do you say your last name? Because I don't want to chop it up. That's not fabulous.
Honestly, I don't even know. I think I was adopted. Some people say Chaffy, some say Chafee. Say what you want. I don't know.
I was like, I think it's Chaffy or Choppy, but it's just not fabulous to chop up a diva name, so of course I had to ask you. Follow her on Twitter. 38DCHAFSEE. Big shout out to Ali Joseph. Ali Joseph is one of the night. She's one of the hardest working women that I've known so far, along with Anaya. I appreciate it because I was up one night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, Diva just had a new baby girl. My baby girl is about a month and some change. Big shout out to Queen. And I was up doing a little bit of promo, 3 o'clock in the morning, pumping a little breast milk. And I see Ali up promoting. I said, damn, does she sleep? But I ain't even mad at you, Diva. I ain't mad at you like Tupac. She was up promoting and working. Ali said, while you lurking, I'm working.
I heard that.
D, let's get back to the mob lines. We got the mob lines. We got the mob lines lighting up for you. It's Mommy Mob Mondays. Call in and show my girl 38D some love. 219-616. You're now live on Mommy Mob Mondays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Show my girl 38D.
And if you got me on speaker, please take me off speaker. It's going to be an echo. So we go.
And it was echo. Echo.
219-616. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I
hello.
This is Iceland.
Hi, Josh, my daughter.
Can I talk
Hi,
to my
Sue.
Mommy?
You're
mommy.
Talking to mommy. Hi.
Mommy,
oh, I'm about to cry.
You do a good job.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. I didn't expect you to call. You're proud of me. Thank you. I do everything I do for you, sweetie. Everything.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Could you sign me up for tutoring?
For tutoring?
Yes.
No, that's right. You do not need tutoring. You are a straight-A student.
Okay.
Who called that baby
you.
Over there? I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Oh, she calling to show her
I didn't
mama
expect
some
my daughter to talk.
All right. She called in to give her mama some love. Big shout out to your daughter. She said, I'm proud of you, mommy. You're doing a good job. Oh.
Oh, that almost brought tears to my cock eye.
Tears to your
to my lady.
Oh, girl, I got one, too. Don't worry about it. Let's go to the mob line to get some more love. We got a person that's been on hold for about 8 minutes. 404-219, you're now live on the Mommy Mobs. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
404-219, we hear you. What's your name? Where you calling
Hello.
From?
Hello. How we doing? I'm calling from Atlanta.
Oh, ATL in the building. How you doing?
Hi, Atlanta.
Hey, cousin. How you doing? This is Belton.
Hi, Belton. How are you, honey?
Fine.
Oh, my goodness. My family is showing so much love. Thank you.
Yeah, I finally got through, and I'm in Atlanta. I'm just listening to the show. And you something else.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm just trying to keep it clean. I really am.
All right.
But I'm so excited, and I wanted to say to Tanisha, if she's still listening, I remember when she and I first met and we talked about sacrificing with our babies and everything. I just want to let you know, Tanisha, that honestly it's because of you that I just went ahead and said, you know what, we can do this. You are so funny and so talented. You remind me so much of myself when I started, and I am like, honored to have met you. I'm so excited. I hope we can work together really, really soon, and we can show each other the ropes. I can show you old school. You can show me new school. I am so ready.
That's definitely what's up. Wow, it's great to have somebody to inspire you. And you know, Belton, how do you feel hearing your cousin live on air and seeing her as a mother, as a woman, an entrepreneur doing her thing? You know, this got to be definitely something that makes you feel good. But to see a woman in good light now versus what you see now in the media and, you know, all the wretchedness, how do you feel even hearing your cousin live on air and doing her thing now?
I'm so full of joy. I just can't explain it. It's just amazing me. It really is. And I wish you luck with everything that you do.
Thank
you.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
My plan is to keep God first.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Keep
I think
God first.
Think
God first
and
everything
will turn out
right.
Beth, you got any
oh,
shout
yeah.
outs you want to give?
Ma'am?
I said, do you have any shout-outs you want to give before we go to the next caller?
No, just a shout-out to my cousin, Johnny. These Aunt T.
Yeah, my aunt.
Well, that's what's up. Thank you for calling in. We definitely appreciate it. I think people don't think, I mean, God has a sense of humor. Just look at Flavor Flav. I mean, come on now. Isn't it funny?
Oh, stop.
Let's go to the call lines. They lighten up for you, 38D. We got 38D live on the spot. Well, Diva spot. She's on the spot on the grind. Let's go ahead and get some more love here. 219-629. You're now live with Mommy Mob. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is the Gum Shaker from Gary, Indiana. Trying to support my home girl, 38D. What's up, baby?
Gum Shaker.
What's up, D?
What's going on?
Hey, man, you know we're behind you 100%, the whole team. Glad to keep up there, making news. What's up?
Thank you. I appreciate the love.
Yeah, you know what's up. We want to let you go out with that last one. That's what's up. I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad you're holding on, man, and sticking in there and doing what you got to do.
Man, it's been a journey. I can tell you that much. It's really like starting over again. But hey, begin again. I don't have a problem with that. Bigger,
hey, you
better.
Know, that's how all great things start, from the beginning to the end and back over again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's what's up. I'm glad though. I'm glad for you, man. You got all our blessings over here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For sure.
38D, what's, being that you're coming back and it's like starting all over again, what are some of the new things that you're seeing now that's different from when you first started out?
Well, it's like a lot more courage. Like, people, they just, now they just go up. I can remember some of the greats. I'm not even going to name names, but they're on TV now. We started together, and I can remember my actual favorite comedian, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to embarrass him, but I remember his very first show at Riddle's Comedy Club, and he was so nervous. It was wintertime, and he was sweating. I mean, he was sweating bullets. And we went to the back, and we prayed, and he got up there, and he killed that crowd. And I am just so proud of him. It was just like an experience that, oh, my God, I can't even explain it.
Your first show, when you first did your first stand-up comedy, you first did your first show, how was that for you? You know, how was that? Was you nervous? You know, were you sweating bullets? How was your first show, and where was it?
What's crazy is I consider prom night being my first show. And I say that because I was, you know, with my prom date, and we were eating at a restaurant in Illinois. Well, at the time, TNT's Comedy Hook was connected to the restaurant. And so I'm at the table, and I'm just eating my date, just I'm tearing them up. I'm roasting them. And then Damon Williams walks up to the table, and he's listening. Nobody sees him. It's like a dream, you know, and he's at the table and he's listening. He was like, you know what, you need a comedian. I was like, whatever, I'm going to the Army. I ain't trying to be on nobody's stage. I ain't got time for that. I want to go to the Army. He was like, all right, well, I'm just telling you, you need to be a comedian. And that stuck, you know. So years later, my brother and I, we hiked the bus down to Atlanta, Georgia. We went to Uptown Comedy Corner, and it just so happened to be open mic night. And Marcus Combs, Tony Schofield, and Leon Rogers were all there. And when I did my thing, they're like, dang, where you from? And I was like, I'm from Gary. And they're like, bet, when we get back home, we're going to put you on. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
I mean, it was like being in the right place at the right time. That was all it was. It had to be God. It had to be the Lord Jeebus, J-E-B-U-S. Himself.
Right. Let's go to the lines and get some more love. 219-939, you're now live on Mommy Miles with Diva Ebony B and 38D. Special guest, what's your name? Where you calling from? 219-939, you're now live on air. All right, y'all going to have to get these Boost Mobile phones together. If you got Boost Mobile, you better check your box. I'm telling you right now, because 38D about to
get
it.
Stop calling from the basement.
Stop calling from the basement.
I'm upset.
Phone on the basement. Let's go to 773-808. You're now live on Mommy Moms. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is a man. How you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Martell. How you doing?
Martell. You know, I thought he said a man at first. Did you say this is a man?
Yeah, I said this is a man.
Okay. Okay.
I heard all the women on the show. But I'm just calling to let you know that D is one of the hands down funniest women of Gary. You know you hear Gary stand up, Gary stand tall, you know what I'm saying? And I want everybody out there listening, please support D. Because she's doing it, man. And we get so overlooked because from where we from. It's like we underdogs, you know, but soon enough, in due time, you don't see us. So
we might have to dig Michael up and start taking him back around with him.
Man, you shouldn't be walking around with no zombies.
Hey, we might have to get Papa Joe,
man,
and start knocking a few folks out.
He hit me with a belt. I'm going to kick him in his ass.
Shout out to Papa Joe.
Yeah.
Shout out to Papa Joe.
Papa John.
Well, man, D, keep doing your thing, baby. You doing your thing, home flight.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
you already
the love.
Know, man.
You've been down. Yeah.
I'm in the corner. I'm everywhere. And man, I'm back and forth from Gary, so you probably see me riding. I ain't walking today, so I'm riding.
You riding clean or you riding dirty?
I'm riding kinda dirty.
With all that snow melting, I'm sure you are. Yeah.
You probably see the instant man out here. I don't know. I'm going to go get me some hair. So, hey, keep doing your thing. I'll get back. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get some chicken, man.
Thanks, bro.
All right, love.
Yo, I love it. Hey, you probably go get me some chicken, though. Yo, I'm going to save your number. You pick Diva up some chicken, too. You know, I want two pieces and a biscuit. You know, make sure you get some gravy too, hot sauce, and make sure you get a couple of napkins because you know they
gravy. Oh no, that ain't Harold style, boo. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm Jersey. That's Jersey, baby. We get 2 pieces of biscuit, mashed potatoes with gravy, and some hot sauce on the side. And make sure you get me a C&C soda, preferably orange. Let's go to the front line and get some more love. The lines is lighting up for you, 38D. Big shout out to everybody that's showing love to 38D, calling into the station. Also, everybody that's showing love online, make sure you call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to 206-856. That's 206-856. You're now on the mob. Holla at us.
Hey, Ebony, this is Linnea. Hey, D, how you doing?
Hey, Linnea, how you doing?
Good. I have a question. D, I want to know, have you always had the support throughout your career?
No. No, and that's one of the hardest things as a comic. You want the support. You need the support. But after a while, you know what, you just say, forget it. I got to go for mine. You know,
mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm just, like, so humbled and overjoyed because of the people that are calling me. Yeah, but, you know, the call that really touched me is my six-year-old daughter. That just really did something to me, you know.
Wow.
A lot of times I've found myself wanting to quit because I don't have support. But, you know, there's been people that have been there, and they know who they are. So it's just, you know, you just got to keep moving forward. It's what's for you is for you. You're not going to always get the support. You're going to get haters. You're going to get naysayers. You're going to get people that don't want to see you prosper, all of that. But, I mean, you just have to have the drive and determination to keep going.
Wow, that is beautiful. That is amazing.
And I feel like I have an excellent support system.
just when I say support system, it could be anything, whether you rode to a show with me, if I needed you to babysit my daughter, that also falls under support. So, you know, it's not always actually being there, you know, even though you want the people to be there. But there's people that, you know, they call and we have pep talks and we pray together before I go on stage. So, you know, support can come, I guess, either way. But as far as the physical, I can't say that I've always had support. There's some people that's been down from day one. They know who they are. And they've been down, they're still down. They should be listening and calling in.
Well, it looks like you have a beautiful support system now. You done made it. You are there. So
I do.
That is
I'm
awesome.
I'm not there yet. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Yes, we always can grow forward, move forward. Yes, that is amazing. Well, thank you for letting me ask a question. You guys have a beautiful day and show. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Shout out to Dee. Shout out to Ebony. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Keep going.
Love you back, Mama.
You guys look out for Linnea. She's going to be a guest co-host on Mommy Mom soon. So you guys look out for Linnea. She is definitely an entrepreneur, and she is about her business. She's full of support, and most importantly, she's a woman of God. She is the most sweetest woman I've met in a long time, but she's very faithful. She's very funny. She's full of energy. So you guys make sure you look forward to her. Linnea will be one of our guest co-hosts on Mommy Mom, and we're going to be chopping it up. Coming to the end of the interview, and again, Dee, thank you for being here. You are getting so much support, and, you know, I'm just so proud of you and what you're doing. You performed at a church. You did a set at a church. Tell us about that. How did that go? Because, of course, you had to keep it super clean, and, you know, you ain't no dirty rapper, but tell us about your experience. Tell us about your experience with the set at the church.
I mean, there's clean, and then there's spotless. So it had to be spotless because there were children there, you know. So it was really hard. It wasn't as hard as a sanctified wedding that I did about 3 years ago. And what that was that, oh, my goodness, I'm trying to actually remember I used. But I can remember freestyling. And, I mean, those people just – the love that I got from doing that wedding was just like, oh, man. You know, because when you can clean it up and it's still funny, you know that you have something. So to be clean is one thing, but to be spotless is another. And I'm telling you, that was one of the hardest jobs that I had to do. But I pulled it off. By the grace of God, I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
Say, I'm going to sing my song. She's going to sing her song. I know that, Stacey. I got there. And sometimes winging it, you know, a lot of times we have to wing it and, you know, pull it together. And that lets you know when you are really about your business, when you really have a talent and a gift, when you can wing it and people don't even know. You know, and that's something I really believe that, you know, when you do that, that's your calling. When you do something that you love doing and you can wing it and nobody knows, then that's great. I'm glad that she was able to get that success. Now, you do have a show coming. Let's tell everybody about your upcoming shows that you are about to perform at and how they can come out and support you as well.
Well, I'm going to be doing guest spots this Wednesday along with Tanisha Rice and my co-host Lisa Laird at the apartment, and I believe the address is 2251 North Lincoln Avenue. I think that's the correct address. But the headliner will be Will Stank Horton, which is, he's like Kevin Hart's right-hand man, super funny, super, super funny. I've seen him a lot of times, and, I mean, every time he has my stomach in knots because I'm laughing so hard. So shout out to Tanisha and Lisa and a promoter, I believe her name is Zoe, for giving me the opportunity to guest spot this coming Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the apartment. And on Saturday, January 18th, I am going to do a guest spot at Brunswick Zone with Brian the Wildcat Smith. I'm not sure of the address because I'm always working, I'm always writing, always putting stuff in my phone. So I'm trying to get that address up
for that particular venue. But I love to work with Brian. He is one of the funniest, most hardworking comics in the game. And I think when I started 13 years ago, he might have been in a year. And they, him and Lil Rel and Michi, they embraced me. And they took me on, and we started working together. We started writing together. So shout out to those brothers as well.
That, I mean, it's not like you are well on your way. You are well on your way. Let's talk about Gator Radio that's coming in the spring.
Yes. So what you want to know?
What you want to know about my station? You know, Gator Radio, we're all up in my Kool-Aid. Yes, I'm all up in your Kool-Aid. So it's coming out in the spring, and you co-host it. Are you guys going to be airing a two-hour show? How many days are you going to be on for the week? Is it just a couple of days a week, or is it a seven-day thing?
No, it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the times will be 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And like I said earlier, I plan on bringing just the old school back. You know, it's too much foolishness on the radio now. You know, I'm old school to my heart. Like, I love old school rap, old school R&B, old school TV. I'm just an old soul, so... I mean, I don't know how me and my co-host, we might clash, but we'll work it out.
Well, opposites attract. I got an old school track for you, too, that I'm going to play for you before you get out of here. But before we do that, we want to open up the call lines and get some more love for 38D. Let's go to the mob lines, 219-944. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B and 38D. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Miss Lynn from Gary, Indiana.
Hey.
Hi, Miss Lynn.
Hey. You're doing a good job, lady.
Hey.
You're doing a
thank
good job.
You.
I'm proud of you, and follow your dreams. This is from the whole family.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
It
take care.
So much.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Big shout out to Miss Lynn for calling in and showing love to 38D. Let's go to some mild lines and get some more love. 919-614. You're now live on the Diva Spot Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, B.
Hey.
Well, this is Southern Rock, like you loud. I'm representing you. God bless you, man. Thank you, well.
I can barely hear you. What you doing? You laid up?
No, I'm driving right now. I'm just... showing you some love, though. Can you hear me?
I appreciate it.
All right.
Nothing like being laid up in the middle of the day, though.
All right.
I know that's right. It can get you in trouble, though, but ain't nothing like being laid up in the middle of the day. I tell you that. Let's go to the mob lines. Let's take one more call. 920-204. You're now live on Mommy Mom Mondays with Diva Ebony B. I forgot my name. See, did you just realize that? I forgot my name.
Identity theft.
That's my show. I can do what I want to do. Just Diva Spot Radio. I can forget my name, but it's Diva Ebony B. Don't worry about it. 920-204. You're now live. Holla at us. I remember my name.
It's me. I'm calling from the bathroom. Nah, I just wanted to show love to my older sister, only sister. You know?
Oh, it's my brother, my baby brother.
You know,
hey, baby,
just calling and checking in. You doing good? I just called to tell you I was listening to you, and I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. I'm glad you called.
All right, y'all be easy.
All right.
Five show, as we were saying, Jersey, five show. Now, D, you did say that you are old school soul, you old school to the heart, and that's just what's up. And I have a old school track that I want to play for you because I like old school, too. You know, don't get it twisted.
Is it Millie Jackson?
Is it Millie? No, it ain't Millie. It ain't Millie.
Oh,
it
well,
ain't
you
Millie,
ain't talking about nothing then. You ain't talking about nothing.
It got to be Millie to be old school.
It's got to be Millie. You know what? I was
what
watching Miss Millie Jackson on Unsung yesterday. And I just discovered that one of my real, real good friends looked just like Millie Jackson in the face. Is that a compliment? I don't know.
I don't know. Millie kind of.
If somebody tell you look like a young Cicely Tyson, is that a compliment? If I walked up and say, "Hey, you look like a young Cicely Tyson," is that a compliment?
Cicely Tyson was cute when she was little. I mean, younger. So I ain't even mad. She did got
when
that little puppy dog face.
When was she young, Ebony? When? Cicely Tyson ain't never been young, ever. Shouts out to Miss Cicely Tyson, probably somewhere getting ready to get turned up for Martin Luther King's birthday. Shouts out Miss Cicely. Turning up for the king.
Turning up for the king with his crown on. And Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord. Lord.
What's wrong with them?
She about to turn up. Turn now. Just imagine Cicely Tyson saying, "Turn down for what?" on Martin Luther King's birthday. That's horrible.
She gonna sound like a slave with whatever she say. Turn down for what? I could just hear the slavery in her voice now. You want me to turn up? I'm gonna turn up. Turn down for what? Man, sick of her getting all the slave roles. I want to play a slave.
Oh, shit. Yo,
turn down for what? Tell them that you love them. If you need them, feed them, clothe them. You know, Miss Cicely, number five. Oh, silly. Whew.
Damn, I'm laughing so hard at you, I didn't drop the damn mic.
I was like, what happened?
I was looking for you. Yeah, I'm right here. Don't worry. Get your flashlight out. It's all right. I ain't going nowhere. Anytime y'all hear Diva live on air, let me tell y'all something. Vlog Talk is a new nigga at times. Anytime y'all we live on air and y'all hear me blank out for a minute, just don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. I will be right back. I just got to pick the mic back up. That's just it. Vlog Talk, I need to get it together.
Yeah,
we pay y'all too much money monthly. Okay? Let's get into this old school throwback, and when we get back, we're going to wrap this up with 38D. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now live on Diva Spot Radio. You already know what time it is. Follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Throwback.
The CASN, the OVA, and the rest is FLY. You see? see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. And these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs that definitely ain't the wax. I got a Lincoln Continental, man, or some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday.
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-F, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxes, the ladies, and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy. You're rocking to the beat without a care. With the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the big of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor.
Like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, on sound to the beat, beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping, and you think of a lie, and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so keep piling for more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate, and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. Oh, with a hip. The hibby to the hibby, the hip hip, the hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me to the shoo-be-doo? I said, I come on, make for make the people move.
Sugar Hill Gang, Rappers Delight, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Mommy Mom Mondays. We got our special guest live in the building, 38T. We live up in this thing. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at www.twitter.com/38DChaffee. That's 38DChaffee. And I may be cutting it up, but go to my Facebook, www.divasmyradio.com. My Facebook, divasmyradio.com, facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Dang,
my
what's up, baby?
Girl, are you high?
Well, not yet. Don't even worry about it.
Oh,
not yet. It's
goodness.
Legal over here in Washington. Shout out to everybody in Washington that got a medical card. It's legal over here. And for all the other states that don't have a medical card, it sucks to be you. Dee, we want to thank you for coming on Diva Spot today and cutting us up and just giving us some motivation, first of all, and making us laugh. I think people need to laugh a lot more. Their face wouldn't be so dry. But we want to thank you for coming through. Let everybody know how to get in contact with you to book you for shows.
You can give me, let me see, my contact information. You can email my manager at, oh my goodness, I'm terrible with this. I'm so terrible. Just bear with me because I know we got to go. Actually, the best thing to do is just to call them. 773-209-4195. Again, that's 773-209-4195. You can get at me at Facebook, D Taffy. Also, my fan page, 38D. Also, Gator Radio on Facebook. My other manager, Ali, that's A-L-I Joseph, who is also on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter. As soon as I learn how to follow myself on Twitter, because I don't even I don't manage my Twitter account. My manager handles that. I'm bad with Twitter. I don't even know what Twitter looks like. Terrible.
Yeah, tweet, tweet. Twitter is crazy. Twitter is like being at a club. Everybody on there, your timeline.
Oh, and
partner,
I'm sorry. Give you that email address. It's booking at gatorcomedyclub.com. Again, that's booking at gatorcomedyclub.com.
That's what's up. Do you want to give some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Shouts out to you, of course, Diva, Ebony B, to my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful daughter who called in and just made my day, to all my family and friends that have called in, to my management team, Gator Comedy Club. I love you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you for choosing me. That's another thing. Thanks to Tanisha Rice for calling in. Like I said, we're going to work together real, real soon. And shouts out to my coworkers.
But thank you so much for coming through, man. We just appreciate you. You're welcome to come to Diva Spot anytime. The next time you come through here, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid, all right?
All right. I got you.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. We're about to get into this music mix, so y'all just sit back and relax. Y'all can call us up at 347-850-1521 to listen live or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. For all artists and business owners who are looking for radio advertising and promotion, contact us at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. If you are looking to be interviewed, promoted, and showcased on Diva Spot Radio and over 125 other radio stations that we network and with, call us up at 908-296-5739. Promotional packages start at $50. We're going to get into some Marcus Allen. Come back to me.
Where do I start? You know, it doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I just know that we belong together. So whatever whatever it's gonna take, let's do that. You feel me?
I realize I did it, and now I admit it. So baby, come back to me. You knew you broke my heart. It's time for a new start. So baby, come back to me. It's driving me crazy, 'cause I'm missing my baby. Come back to me. Oh girl, come back to me.
Listen, it's been a
Glad to find you, babe.
Don't mean that I meant it, just 'cause you heard it.